I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. First up, the world's largest economy counts millions of ballots. Stick around to learn what election results mean for Christians. Then later, there's a place for every career field in the Great Commission. We'll explain what we mean in just a few moments. We'll begin today in India, where election officials across the country are counting an historic 642 million votes today. General elections took place over the last 6 weeks, with Saturday being the final voting day. Now, most exit polls forecast a third term for Prime Minister Narendra Modi and a majority win for his Bharatiya Janata Party. Mission Cry's Jason Wolford says another Modi win keeps the pressure high on Christian ministries.
We've been able to send multiple containers a year filled with free Bibles and Christian books. That all changed under the current leader in India.
Mission Cry collects donated Bibles and Christian books in the U.S. and ships these resources to partnering believers around the world. A few months ago, a Mission Cry shipment left U.S. shores heading to a seminary in eastern India.
That is in customs right now, and we need people to pray that this gets cleared. We've been very strategic with the paperwork because there are Bibles on that container.
Pray these resources will be cleared through customs and pray that Mission Cry partners can deliver them to believers in need.
In a majority of these places, people are making $100 to $300 a month if they're lucky. So for them to go and buy a $50 Bible or a Christian book just isn't happening.
Thank the Lord for providing strategic partners in clearing and customs departments.
They're willing to lay their livelihood, their business, everything on the line because they understand the importance and the need of getting the Word of God into India.
Next, thousands crowd into hospitals and police stations in Sudan, waiting for an imminent large-scale fallout between the warring sides in El Fasher. Now in its second year, Sudan's civil war has uprooted 8.8 million people. At least 600,000 have fled to neighboring South Sudan since the war began. Door International's Rob Myers says deaf Christians here are caring for deaf refugees.
We find a lot of people who are in desperate straits, and that gives an opportunity for some of our leaders to reach out through humanitarian efforts.
Sudan's sign language is different from that of South Sudan, but it's usually an easy barrier to overcome.
They're not coming with a significant amount of sign language, so it's a little bit of a blank slate, and these leaders are able to teach South Sudanese sign language and through that bring the gospel and begin to minister to some of this deep, deep trauma.
Pray Sudanese refugees will find healing through Christ and ask God to strengthen deaf gospel workers.
They're dealing with people who have a high amount of trauma, but the gospel is doing some amazing things and opening up some doors that are only coming through those traumatic events.
Refugee care is only part of an already heavy workload for these believers. Pray the Lord will raise up more leaders to share the burden. And when you think of advancing the Great Commission, a career in HR might not be the first thing you think of. But missions work needs people in all types of roles. Just ask Marion Tucker, Mission Aviation Fellowship's Chief People Officer overseeing human resource functions. Now, it's not your typical missions role, but Tucker says,
I believe in having engaged, motivated, and committed staff who strive for continuous improvement to impact the organizations that they work for. Because no matter how well a strategy is written, if the staff are not committed, if they're not ready, then it's useless. You can't give what you don't have.
For Tucker, serving in this role with MAF allows her to use her gifts for God's kingdom.
My heart is in mission work to see isolated people changed with the love of Christ.
Right now, MAF needs more IT staff and teachers for missionaries' kids. If you're interested, find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
Pray for us that we have teachers. Pray for us that we have IT staff. Pray for us that God just brings men and women of God, workmen and laborers in his vineyard, to come alongside us to be able to accomplish the vision of taking his love to isolated communities.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.